I'm Don Myung, and Trojan Meat Market owner. I've been on 1986 July until now.
Tell me a little bit about why you came to America.
First of all, dream country and more opportunity to living better life than Korea. And when I was younger, and Korean War after are growing with the to farm and country area, and I'm school and finish in high school after try to go to college, and then my father that time, my auntie was already here 1952, before I born. I think war time, and she's living United States, and my auntie to say, well, living better life in America. It's not living like here, poor country.
What was Korea like at that time? And can you start with when I was living in Korea?
Well, I'm not a living poor, but we wealthy living. My father has manufacture business, also trucking business. I'm not a poor than any the other people, but and we already know America because my aunt living here, and a lot of and she think we living poor, and she's left over some clothing and send me to all the time in Korea, but and after that, and we know oh, America like that, America like that. When I was younger, dreaming, and then my father, 1972, they came here. So and after that, and I come back this country, and I knew if I come in, I have a better opportunity and than Korea. That's why I'm offer here, come in.
What kind of profession or job were you looking forward to?
Well, and I'm not finished school in electronic, but I was my father was a businessman. I tried to run business, own business, and like a bread and manufacture, because my father owned to a bread company in Korea. So I'm trying to do it, but when I came after, when I see I couldn't fit it, and way different was my mind. So, and that time I tried to get married and try to get some airplane fee and living costs. I want to make some and quick as possible get married. So I do building maintenance, and daytime I go to school and to repair computer. But I learned a technique, but that time I didn't speak I didn't speak English. So I getting job, and I quit myself 2 months later because so much call office and IBM Select 2 and repair. And that time a lot of secretary, whatever happened in typewriter and computer not work, they call to repair shop, but an owner is out, and I'm the my person myself, and I don't understand what they say. So I getting depressed myself, and I quit, and I go back to school and the welding.
Now, this was here. Can you say that my parents came?
My father parents came this country 1972. So, and now I'm coming 1974. So 2 years later I came this country.
Why did they decide to have a store? When did you buy your first store? Didn't you have, yeah, tell me about when you bought your store.
19
Can you start with I bought my.
I buy my convenience store 1981. And then run 2 years later, I built up to business. Then I sold it. Then I buy another liquor store. And then I make a good money. And 2 years run, and believe it or not, and $500,000 I make it. That time I was a 20, early 30. And
did you buy it in Koreatown? Is this part of Koreatown?
No, this is not.
Oh, it's not really?
No.
I thought it was sort of on the outside of Koreatown.
Outside of Koreatown.
Oh, okay.
When I bought that one here and school and African-American town, and Latino, I would say Latino about 20%, and Caucasian student is 20%, 60% was I would say African American to town here.
So, how do you describe this neighborhood?
Well, I do equal treatment as business person. We want to be run the store, and I want some success to business. So I'll be nice to personally myself. I'll be nice to anybody. Treatment nicely, and sometimes hard. It's not easy to run. Very stressful business.
Okay, let's switch hands here. What are some of the stress?
And robbery, in that time.
Have you been robbed?
No, not yet. No.
You say not yet.
Yeah. But I'm always nervous. And that's why my wife, my daughter, my kid want me to quit. And daddy, good enough, good enough. But life is, can I do? What is the limit is, we don't found yet. So I'm 53. I'm too young for retires, and I'm getting used to run this kind of business. I can't go nowhere. I don't know where I go. So I'm kind of stuck here until 60. You know, that's what I plan on it. And
when I talk about the challenges, let's say like every day, what's a typical day for a store owner? What are the hours like? What do you do all day? You know, what do you worry about?
And
like, when do you start your day? You know, what time?
In a long hour, open to close. Plus, the cash business, and that's the main thing difficult to run, handle to business, long hour and cash.
What time do you get up?
I get up home at 6:30 and shower at 7:30. Then come in here about 9:20 after 9. My wife come, she wake up early, I could come in early, but most time she's work Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. She work 3 days a week. But a long drive, I live in Garden Grove. And then until stay 10 o'clock, 7 days a week.
10 o'clock?
Close, p.m. So go home and 10 after, 20 after 11. Then shower after 12 o'clock. No personal life in run business, this kind of work. So, I want to quit sometime. I'm bonsai in man, in home. I have a lot of bonsai tree.
Oh, is that your hobby?
Yeah, my hobby. And no time to enjoy my life. And I just look and only some wire, a little bit, one twist, angle change, and takes time and months. And no traveling, and no enjoy for the family, sit down, talking, good eating. So I couldn't do that.
Oh. I'm sorry, you just sound so tired.
Yeah, tired. Yeah, very tired. And after 50, kind of a little bit different. Hey, who I am now, I'm thinking about it. Because I'm start life, start United States. And Korea wasn't, it was young. So I didn't know that. But after we start family in this country. And like a donkey, and work. So far, what I see last 30 years. And 30 years, I work hard, but riot hit me in 1992.
Tell me, I want to wait for this truck to go by. Whatever it is. Okay. Because I would like to talk about that. So, can you describe to me what the day of April 29th was like, Saegu? What was the day like?
April 29th is riot, Los Angeles riot. That day, Wednesday, I was day up day. I was stay home. And my employee called me, it got riot. So I tried to come in store. At that time, my wife say, no, it's too dangerous. A lot of delivery, my store.
Oh, is that the back alley there?
Or? Yeah, side of Vermont.
So your wife told you not to come in?
Not to.
What did she say?
It's danger. She look at the TV, all looter, and the people stealing and hitting and all kind of to happen. So daddy, don't go. We have insurance. Don't go. And she start crying. Okay. But still, I try to sneak out. But they already hiding my key. My daughter that day will stay home, and she already hiding my key, everything. So I couldn't get out. I stay home and I see TV and start burning, and the other liquor store, all the liquor store, shopping center. And next day. Now 2 days later, 2 days later, and National Guard come in to Los Angeles. Then came back and tried to see my store. It was burned out. And after that, and started getting problem to my life.
Now, was your wife here?
No.
Okay, who was here?
That day. Already police and notice and closed down.
Nobody was working?
Nobody
here?
Was here.
Okay.
That day already.
But you must have been really worried.
You know, I didn't know, it's no experience to riot. And I didn't know that they're going to burning. Maybe looting and poor people, but I wasn't respect to get a burning. So after burning was a shock, wow. So that time started getting nervous, but I didn't know they were really nervous until that time, even so tired. Hey, what the hell? I'm going to sum off. I do have insurance. But insurance, it was not to cover, was damaged. So, and then after that, and My daughter, something, father,
hold on a second. Okay.
Something happened, my daughter started getting to a mentally problem, and after that, the riot, she started getting bulimia and sickness coming.
You think as a result of
Yeah.
Tell me about that. What day was that? And
it was April 30th, April 29th, one day after they burning here. And
what did you see?
I see and sign and pass by and TV, and I see burning. That was so many burning, so I was in tension. And I see a TV and Trojan on it. And And then that time they called me to my one of employee or neighbor, "Hey, Don, your store burning." So my wife cried, my daughter and me cried, and I didn't respect the burning, and I thought they're gonna looting, but that life changed. After that, we're thinking so much, and how we're gonna be living, and plus my daughter's sick. It was last after riot, 10 year, and I've been painful living life.
You think the riots changed how you feel about America too?
Oh yes, I learned a lot and feel a way different what I my mind on to America.
Can you describe to me how you felt when you saw your store being burned down?
How am I gonna living? And we are expensive a living, and without do anything and root it not established, not strong, you want to be try to survival, you have to be more energy spent. Energy mean is to living like somebody else. You want to put some a root and rock, you have to more of funding needed to establish. And expensive is way already higher living to try to get quick rooting to establish to my living country.
How much did they burn down?
Complete.
This hole?
Whole thing and 100% burning and ground.
Wow. So, when did you actually get to come out here then?
Come back to business?
Yeah.
Another long story, and if you say ask that, but
Well, okay, say, when did the riots stop? When were you able to come back here just to look at the damage?
about a week later, National Guard and police in round. But already burning, nothing I can do, and still smoking. And I ask him to fireman, "Can you put some more water? Hey, we got still a lot of things to do. Cannot come in." So let him burning and sit there and stay home and depress.
I can't imagine what you were going through. I just can't imagine how that felt, you know?
That is nothing. In city government give him to so much hard time to reopening.
So, grocery store owners to reopen.
To give him zoning problem and planning problem to using to power to your government and zoning department and
The zoning.
zoning and planning. And a city and give a permission and councilman and put it into power to revoke to a license. Been through 6, 7 times. Planning commissioner and planning administration and go through to hearing. I got a grocery store owner, mom and pop store owner. We don't know how do you deal with the city government. We don't know what's the law. We just buy to existing business and pay tax. The licensable business are run. That's all we do. But when you go to city, when you go to city government, you work with the community. You got a lot of issue on it. We don't know that because we don't living up to communicate it to people, and we didn't know as to community function. Really not know about it. But after riot, we see them. A lot of speaker and people we meet them, a lot of thing we have to go through to open store. And city government should have helped us because they didn't protect a good citizen. We are not a criminal. We're not a bomber. We licensable and tax person, good citizen. They didn't protect us to burning to all the store. And they give me start getting problem to reopen back the store. That's why I was unfair, a country. If I do Caucasian, white men burning to like this happen, have more voting power. They didn't treat it like this to a reopening to business, the living life. That is forcible shock to me. Oh, this is the country, racialism is gonna be all the way to the bottom.
So you felt it was racism.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. If I have power to living this country, I was a speech to the city council and hearing. My language wasn't perfect English. I tell them you have to understand to my language. And I come this country immigrated person.
Hold on a sec, it's playing now.
Oh, my office should be better.
You want to go in the office?
You got a more longer?
Yeah, a little bit longer. When you say that you went to the city council and you spoke there.
Yeah, I speak them. You have to understand. You try to understand my language, you will understand it. You don't want to hear my language, you're not going to understand it. I tell them first. Because I'm not hiding to lawyer. A lot of people, liquor store, shopping center owner, they buy lawyer to rebuild it and store and rebuild it to building. It's not the law. They do put it in hearing. Should help to us to not protect to a citizen to do to riot it, the victim. But they put it into all kind of difficult condition to run business. The hearing, each hearing is not free. We have to pay some thousand dollars spend it. Radial and 500 feet radial map. We have to all the owners send it. And we have this is hearing, and we have reason why hearing. We have to send them all the radial map and 500 feet. And mailing cost us $1,000 that time. And we have to pay city, all the councilmen sit there, and that costs maybe $2,000. We have paid them everything and still continue planning. They give you November 29, they give you permission to reopening. And December they have a revoked to license. So I got what for a revoked the license, and that I don't even the language revoked. Then I say, what is this letter? And I show to my daughter, honey, what is it? Daddy, you cannot open store. I have to go back to city hall. Hey, what is this? Oh, such and such and such and such and. Then they got another hearing day. So I went there, I started getting fight. And my landlord is a Jewish that time, the Mr. Fred Robert. That's a very nice man. He have experienced the 1965 what riot. That time he have experience. He teach me how to do. Go fight. Don't let him do it, the city government.
In some ways, from hearing you describe this, that in hearing you describe this, it sounds like that you got really victimized twice.
Triple time they give a hard time to reopening store and planning and zoning and planning. I'm the hearing win after councilman using another one, the zoning they change, cannot use it, so I have to fight again and another three four time a public hearing.
So, oh geez, how long did it really take for you to reopen? Did you have to rebuild this completely? the store? Did you have to rebuild the whole store, and how long did that take?
3 year. 3 year no income. Not even penny have income 3 year. Think about how we living. So that's why I lost my house and everything.
Can you describe that, and start, I guess, how did you rebuild?
SBA loan, they give you loan. But city allowed to open right away. I could use this SBA loan. But 3 years stay home, I use them all that funding money. And times I'm trying to open store, I got no money to do. So I use a credit card and all kind of whatever I can, I use it. And right after store opening, it's not like it used to be. They change. A lot of good people move out and after a riot. And I thought I open up same thing like before. It's not. It's a complete change. Right after riot, 3 year later, and changes in town, and so many people used to be in this area. A lot of USC professor and a lot of good people living. Those people move. And also the other side, as a good people living, family people, they moving out. And then started coming into all the Latino community, coming 3 year, all covered up, 70% coming in. And then it changed business. And I have to using the grocery store and meat market and produce market, and I have to go with them. So it's and low profit and hard labor, a lot of high labor, and a lot of work. It's very difficult to run business. And so far, come in here and work like a donkey and try to survive to my life. That's it.
Can you describe? I just. Oh, what are you watching?
This is
Can you describe that?
Yeah, you have to say that.
Yeah, I was just wondering about that. We got the video camera in here. So how often do you watch this?
You know, because before I don't know some you know guy came here,
Oh,
he
I don't
didn't
need
pay.
to.
That's why I'm gonna make it sure, and you know,
That he
I
didn't
just
steal
yeah rewind.
something?
I think it's, I saw the news just in a film.
Who you looking for?
Well, I still like waiting for him. Still come out maybe
Okay.
11:30
Tall
something
guy?
like that.
A good guy?
Yellow. You know, some yellow coat,
Your guy?
sweat.
Do you get a lot of shoplifters?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they're still missing a lot. In a minute. this one. Oh, this already behind.
I got about 40 minutes.
Okay.
30 minutes.
I want to know how you fell in love. How's that? Is that easy? When did you two meet?
We
Oh,
do.
first say your
Yeah,
name.
90.
Just say your name.
My name is and Oju. Last name is MY is Myung. My name is Oju Myung.
And so, how did you two meet?
I think about it in the 1972, when I just in this college in after graduation after, I just was teacher. That's small in a country, so that's why you know, 1972, 73. So I meet him first time, 1973 and October or something like that.
And when did you get married?
77 January 16.
77.
And did you come over together then?
No, I waiting for him and one year, the Korea, then as I come in here, then we just, you know, the remarry to a small, you know, party to, you know, my house.
And Don was telling me how hard this life is. Mm-hmm. From your perspective, how hard? From your perspective, how hard is this life?
얼마큼 힘드냐? Living life 사는 게 얼마나 힘드냐?
Not too much. Not too much, you know. Not too much.
You don't think it's hard?
Yeah, so, you know, my husband working hard, better than me. I supposed to be, I just, you know, take care of my and the kid this long time ago. I just supposed to, you know, working really seriously, enjoy to the, you know, working, just, you know, join to the working 3 years ago. 3 years ago start working together. See, last time, I was really part-time. Only just, you know, I just bring to the lunch. I said my husband go out some, you know, some activity outside. I just take care of the, you know, cage register, the here, working here.
Then, so you took care of the family?
More, you know, working in the house working. But now it's all almost a full-time working here.
And what is this like working here?
Oh, I just really, you know, exciting because in last time.
General manager.
Say that again.
She's a general manager, handle everything. So I'm a just worker and she the boss.
Because you know, last time, I don't really know, you know, how, you know, just in handling the business and the liquor business. But so far, I don't have any place, wholesale place, you know, not much. My husband, everything by purchasing the merchandise, but I'm all taking care of the here and the cage rest working here.
So she's the general manager?
Yeah.
I wish. I'm going to make it. Yes.
So what does the general manager do?
Okay, and everything watching the, you know, employee, they, you know, supervising the employee and just all merchandise, just, you know, I check the everything, receiving the merchandise. And the count money and the money just, you know, all, you know, organized to also the paperworking and the, you know, every just, you know, statement, just, you know, payment, working in the payment.
Did you have to do that before?
Well, I do my own everything, but kind of burned out on myself now. And she come in kind of fresh and try to, and such thing, she want to more organized than I do. So, and more detail organizing. Before I do, it's not really a problem, I'd let them go. Because I'm already kind of burning here to work 7 days, work open to close. It's difficult. Even I know some little problem, I'm letting go, but she don't. Whatever little difficult, little small thing, she don't let them go.
Yeah, okay. This business is the penny business, right? My husband, oh, just in, example, I tell example, maybe due date, you know, just a payment due date, maybe in the, you know, February 15th. He hang around here, he forgot, maybe in the, in March, he got a penalty in the maybe $35, $40. This penny business, this penalty $40 pay. Just we're gonna not make it properly here. This is my concern, very important. This is a penny business and everything small organizes this successful, you know, penny business. Okay? So my husband, now I just figured out that my husband when he was, you know, working in the, no, this very, very, you know, not much organized. I'm working and organized everything more detail. This I'm really fine right now. So last time my husband doesn't want to working not much. Only hang around only, so, you know. Yeah, all right.
Mm. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Do you agree?
A part of them.
Helps.
Yeah, I was, you know, 5 year teachers in my country. So, but, you know, this coming, I wish to the, when I come in this country, I wish to the, you know, this teacher aid, something like that. I want that kind of job, but I lost. Because, you know, I just come in when I come in this country, after 2 months, I got a baby. Still baby, no choice, only still, you know, under the, my husband take care to, you know, my husband in the business, help with my husband. No, but now maybe, you know, I'm not working here. I don't, you know, no, I mean, working here. I wish my own, you know, this learning to the, some other, you know, some career. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish, yeah. I really like it, but I can do that, right?
Say that again. I wish. Do you wish that you had a career?
I wish that I really my own career to do my own, just, you know, when I go to, you know, school, maybe more, you know, just, you know, the music part more I need to learn, but, you know, I can do that.
She want to go to school, Christian music, the college she want to go, but she work here, she don't have time to go to that.
Yeah, I don't have time, but I don't have that much energy though. You know, I'm just only 54 years old, you know. I don't have that much energy. That's why I can go.
You're 1 year older?
Yeah.
About her plan.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah. Let him, she run business and yeah. I'm kick back and a few years later and I'll travel around country and that's all we want. Perfect. Yeah.
Before, you know why, just, you know.
Perfect.
We was the last time 1992 in the just LA riot. We are big. We got my husband, me, and very very shocking to the that happened. After we got a more, you know, a stronger mind. My husband, me, a stronger mind. More, you know, working hard. More everything. More successful. We got us in strong. More, you know, that time we don't know how living. Oh, this more, you know, we can not much concern about the living. But after riot, we don't have that much money. We don't have financial very, very problem. Then we got a strong, make a strong mind. Because I just, you know, anyway, sometimes, thank you God, maybe, you know, if I don't have that kind of happen, that kind of shocking, you know, something, you know, scared to, you know, happen thing, we still living easy way, but after we don't have that much, you know, some money, financial. I forgot.
No, you're saying that after you have a plan.
Plan,
right?
Yeah, there's a more stronger plan for the after riot.
Because after the riots changed you. How did it change you?
So.
Start with after the riot.
Yeah, after riot, okay.
After
riot, because we got a more nice to the, you know. This customer more nice dream. Okay, more, you know, happy to, you know, customer coming here more happy.
You have more, to be happy?
Yeah, I have to happy to, you know, them. You know, so customer gonna come in here more, you know, relaxed, more easy, more, you know, comfortable to selling to the, you know, customer. Before, you know, they, you know,
그게 이게 뭐 두 개 옛날하고 지금하고 똑같지 언제 우리가 손님들을 그때나 지금이나 똑같았지.
Are you telling her not to say this?
No, she say after riot we treat a nice to customer, but before riot and now
no,
is
no, not talking about that one.
Well, she talk about that way. I say no, we didn't do it. We treat her and before riot and after riot the same thing. We be nice. And whoever come in, we go equal treatment and be nice to them all
last
the time.
When I came here, this country, I'm scared to the, you know, the people, I'm scared to the,
she's
you know.
She's a housewife, actually a housewife, so she's not a public person. Been 20 years staying home. But after riot, even after riot and not came work here, but 3 years after, 3 years ago and started working here. So she's a new thing going on and she think it's before and after is a big difference. It's the same thing we do, but she didn't know that before, but she more detailedly in going and learning business and she looks more business now. She different concept to treat a customer, but we happen treat a nice, and whoever person come in, doesn't matter white and black and Asian come in, we always equal treatment, and that's why I come back. If I don't, and before a riot and after riot, before riot, if I don't treat the people not equally, we be not run right way, I don't think I'm gonna come back. I'm sure, and I did it, and people love to come back here. So I make a petition to return to business, the city hall, and register, I mean a public hearing before, and I show them to all the council people. Hey, look at that, what I did. And a neighbor to want to come back to business. That's why I'm fight with the city and I win, and I'm back to business. 400 people, their petition signed it here. I'm corner standing in.
You mean for you? They signed your petition?
Yes, oh. And I'll be nice to you. If you agree, sign for me. Then everybody say, oh, yes, we want you to come back as quick as possible.
So your customers?
Customer, yes. So 400 people petition signed it. And also they back up to city councilman we hearing, and all my neighbor go follow me and go with me. And speech to all the council people.
Now, your husband described the day of the riots that you guys were home, mm-hmm. and you told them not to come to work. Do you remember that?
No, when that day, you know, riot coming that day, so my husband wished to go to the here. He wanna come in here, so my daughter and my son and my just me. We just hold it to my, you know, heel leg, you know, leg. We can hold it, and don't go out because I'm scared. Maybe when you go, sometimes maybe you die. What can I do? My daughter, my son, me, I don't even know any just, you know, just in chance to living in the myself. So my son and my daughter, daddy, don't go. You know, we just, you know, anyway, don't go. We hold it quiet. That time it looks like, you know, movie, something like, you know, we just, oh, this crying, my husband crying, my son, my daughter crying, you know, all just, when I was younger, I saw only just TV, movie, but, you know, that kind of happened, just my life, they coming here, that time. So really, that time, my husband forget, okay, we're gonna stay here, then we stay there after. After riot, the other day, next day, we came here. Looks like a wire, you know, looks like a wall. All just, you know, ash, smoky, you know, some guy coming digging the, you know, beer, some drinking. Yeah, then coming some, all lost, everything lost. Not even in the merchandise, all, you know, ash, they breaking. Building the breaking. After all, damn me, we can. What can I do? How do I living? You know, maybe we go to the, you know, food stamp. We just go to the food stamp. Food stamp, they give me only just $180, $208. We never experienced it. We go to the food stamp place. Damn me, just go out food stamp. Oh, they pay and $200. So then after that, he just, you know, opened the, you know, next door in the business. In the, what can I do, you know, every day we go to market, we go to the some, you know, some eating payment. Then after maybe I think so in the 6 months after, we got a, you know, next door, we got a, some, you know, t-shirts, sports shop over there. But sports shop, you know, very slow.
So you tried a lot of different businesses?
Yeah, so we just closed. I don't know, my husband, oh, maybe we cannot sit in the here, we can do that. Maybe we are, oh, maybe in the, you know, months, 1,000, 2,000, we're making money, then we just a living cost, we're gonna spend the living cost. So we just opened the, you know, next door, then hat and the socks and the t-shirts, but business too, you know, nobody came. They lose money too. This riot and all lose money, that and just lose money, everything lose. We can't do anything. Then happened, we got a lot of stress, and my husband and some wreck, or suddenly just a wreck, you know, swallow, then lose and, you know, nerve. Muscle more, you know, nerve.
Kind of stroke and getting nervous.
You had a stroke?
not really stroke, but a kind of some nervous in some weak part, and it hit the my wall cap. And
oh, sorry. I was just wondering, how dangerous is it for you here?
That time? Oh, it's pretty dangerous, you know. A lot of, you know, there's Spanish people hanging around here, black people hanging around here. This now, that time, I saw the face, you know, eyes, face, very, very, that person nervous. They're nervous, you know, the muscle, like, you know, something, very nervous. Hmm. Something, you know, but I'm scared too, but.
She said,
you know, everything looting the.
But that thing is in Los Angeles riot. Only such in people do that, but main focus, where you come from, riot. That's the important after that. This is the personal. In country, we have to. How are we going to be to your own country? The racialism and the poor, so poor in Central LA, no educated. That three things must be changed. That way we don't have any riot. And that's what I'm thinking.
What are the three things?
Three things is the educated first. Second thing has to be the financing. You have to have a job. Third thing, racialism. You have to be, I've never experienced, but three things, racialism, those one has to be done. Then we're not gonna have that happen again. Every 30 year, the generation change, every after generation gonna be happen, African-American and riot come. What is it for? And 30 years ago, and now they are living same thing. Nothing changed. I knew their own problem. They're lazy. Some of them not educated. That happened. But, and we have to help them. How educated and how to create a job. If you let them stay like this poor, it's going to be happen again. Because what's the difference? A life, no dream, what's the life is? Tomorrow and today is nothing different. So that must be a change. Then we'll be a beautiful country.
I was just wondering if you could explain how the closed circuit stuff works.
Well, we catch them.
Well, can you describe what that is for people who can't see? Because it's radio.
Oh, okay. We have a 12 camera entrance, and the owner watching to employee and customer, and who come in entrance, and color, and 12 camera, 12 divided to screen. And every transaction we could see inside the office. And also when the shoplifter come in, we know who did it and we post it. We copy it and photocopy out and we put it onto front of the door. So people know who's the stealer. And anything happen at even small small, what's calling a little, how do you call it, three striker?
Petty offenses?
Yeah, or? Something, if I report in police department and three
things. Misdemeanors? Thing,
yeah, misdemeanor and three of them is going to be in three striker and in jail going. So they knew whatever they start stealing and we posted. They know I'm going to reporting to police, so they stop stealing. Because 10% they walk out my profit if you not watching them. And it works. So we spend the $5,000, spend it and put it into security system we put it on. Did that help?
So you're saying 10% you lose every year or every month or, I don't know.
Yeah, every month, okay. 10%.
And then you put their pictures up, so yeah. Hopefully they see it?
Yeah, okay. They stop doing now.
So you think maybe that's helped?
That helped.
Lot.
Oh, yeah, a lot. Okay.
Do you mind? Sorry. Thank you very much.
What? I was just gonna say good morning.
Oh, you want to talk to your friend?
Oh, okay.
Oh, let's start from out here. Just describe the... Can you describe the corner that we're on?
Well,
Okay, hold on.
This is and 30th Vermont and corner and Trojan Meat Market. This is the entrance to go in and right side have a produce section and another side is the meat department.
Okay, start again and say your name and this is the Trojan Meat Market.
I am Don Myung and Trojan Meat Market owner and this is 30th at Vermont and corner in Los Angeles in California. And this is near the Coliseum and Southern California University corner. And
you want to take us in?
Yeah. And when you walk it in on the right hand side, produce section. And front of the side is the meat department. And also, left-hand side to get in and liquor department and wine department. And center to all the gondola and have a grocery and store. And right-hand side, the wall and frozen. And all the way and soft beverage and cold wine section and sparkling wine section, imported wine and imported beer. And domestic beer, and we have at 30 window door all the beverage sale, and whole store size about 4,000 square feet, and we do have a lot of wine, table wines department, and we do have a little bit of everything, and a little bit of banking service, ATM and machine with it, and champagne sell, and like regular convenience store, but and that's it.
How big is this store compared to other convenience stores? How many square feet do you have?
This is a 4,000 square feet.
It's bigger than most, isn't it?
Yes, a little bigger than most, more. I will say more organizing to convenience store. Most store, they don't keep the 30 window cooler they have. And I do have a 30 door, all kind of beverage and variety thing we do have a display. So whoever come in, they want looking for meat and produce. Used to be we do have cosmetic, and we used to have clothing and socks we sell, but and shop left so much t-shirts, those things I give up and I put it in wine section.
You got almost everything here. I mean, describe some of the stuff on the top here.
And top, we do have a houseware and laundry basket and traveling luggage.
Do you know this customer?
Mr. Henry, yes, I know. He's my good customer.
Yeah? Can I ask you a couple questions about the store? We're doing a radio piece for National Public Radio on the store. I was just wondering, how long have you been coming here?
About 3 years. Yeah.
And how do you like the store? Do you live in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Who's this?
She's my little friend.
So, how important is this store in the neighborhood?
It's a very nice store. Very nice store.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you. I wish I could talk.
Final part is
let me get around this way. Okay.
Final part is leaving this country or to society. What and after riot, you mean?
Anything you want to say?
Well, a new immigrated people want to live in this country. Must be speak English. And before getting job, you have to go to school first, educated to the language. And if I go to school, a better living than this situation, not money-wise, a life. And after riot, I didn't know that. And just coming to work, I thought that's to my result. But after riot, they thinking so much different way, concept to living, country or life. So I tell them to my kid, work 40 hours and year vacation, 1-2 weeks you could go, and Saturday, Sunday, stay home with the family, kind of job you want you to live in. That's what I teach him to my kid. That's their way. You don't have to stress so much. You could blow out the stress at least 2 times as year, go to vacation, and we can go to church. You could, and also, and kid growing with the church, and it's not falling a life. A lot of them losing in a life so much. And young kid, as we do service at church, I see them. A lot of them, Asian kid, having problem. So, in first generation, only think about the finance, the money. It's not all. You have to work with them to family. And what else? What can I say?
Well, I just wondering about the American dream.
Well, that's the dream. Still have this country have a dream opportunity than any other country. More opportunity than any other country, I would say that. And educated. You have to go to school and getting professional. Then you have a good opportunity to come in this country. I would say that. But still, freedom country, best country. And living, I'm proudly living here, this country. I'm citizen here. So I'm gonna die here. This is my country. I love the country here. So, but I do have a hard time to living to last 10 years after riot. But still I love country. I learned so much after riot. And I will support the country And I'm born in Korea, but my life is here. So even and always thinking my country first, here where we're living. And even I tell them people, don't buy a Japanese and Korean car. My car is Ford and Chevy. We're living here. We have to be strong country economically. I teach them my kid. So we have all the Ford and Chevy car we use. That's to my mind. I teach them to my kid.
What describe this?
The menu? Garland?
Yeah.
Here, honey.
Three.
58177. This is what you owe me. Mm-hmm. And that's all right there. Huh?
Okay.
You made me. You're ding dong.
Ding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here, I'll take it for you.
No, it's okay.
You're working too much.
It's all right.
Next one's right here.
It's all right, you're busy. I don't want to bother.
Let's find some lunch to eat.
Oh.
Lunch? You don't want to eat this, honey.
Do you know this store really well?
I do.
Do you mind if I ask you a few questions? We're doing a piece.
Not at all. Sweetie.
Okay. Can you tell me your name and what you do?
My name is Isaac Romero, and I am a representative of Interstate Brand. And I come in here and I serve Twinkies and cupcakes to Donnie and his store, Trojan Market.
What do you? What? How important is this store in the neighborhood?
It's very important. Donnie's very good to the people in this neighborhood, and. And he has a very successful business here. During holidays, Thanksgiving and whatnot, he's cooking outside and treating the public very well.
Cooking outside?
Yes, Donnie has, he's out there cooking Hispanic meals for the poor people and people that, low-income people, and he's very good to them. He's a very, very good person.
He never told me about that. Describe that to me.
Well, how can I describe it to you?
He didn't say anything about that.
Well, he didn't say that? I don't know why, but he's just somebody that cares about his customers. And he's very, like I say, he's very, very, a very good person, and he cares about his customers, and he treats them very well. And they, in turn, come here and shop. So Donnie's a very good man.
How would you describe this neighborhood?
How would I describe it? Rough. It's a rough neighborhood. You have to be very, very smart about how you deal with these people because they can turn on you real quick. I've been out here for about 8 years and I haven't had any problems. And I haven't had problems because when they come to me and they say, Isaac, do you have anything? I give them product out of my truck. And they remember that. So they're very good to me.
So it's a real low-income area then?
Well, it's a very low-income area. Absolutely. It's a really tough neighborhood. Very tough. Am I backing away from you? I'm sorry, I'm trying to do my job.
No, go ahead.
But it's a tough neighborhood, and you have to be very, very careful out here. And Donnie has success here because he's very, very good, and he's very smart about what he's doing out here. So I think he's one of the better stores that I serve.
How many stores do you do?
I probably have about 50. So I do quite a bit. So
how many of them are Korean run?
I'd probably say about half of them, probably.
Were you here during the riots?
You know, I wasn't. But after meeting Donnie, he told me all about it. It was really kind of sad, the story that he told me, because he lost his business. But he's built it up again. He's doing very well. He's very successful out here.
It looks like it.
I would say
so. But it's really hard work.
Well, yes. You know, Donnie and Flory are here 7 days a week, so they work real hard. They have to be here. And it's very sad because I wish they had some people they could trust and they could run the business on weekends because they deserve to have some time off, but they don't.
Well, thanks very much.
Well, thank you very much.
Not that far.
You don't think so? Golly, I can't believe that. Don't you have neighborhoods out there that you can...
Not like this.
Really?
No.
Wow.
No.
That's interesting.
Predominantly white in Oregon.
So you don't have any... Low income.
Some. Yeah, we do, but not a Korean grocer.
Okay.
This is specifically about the LA riot.
Well, you're talking to one of the main stores that got hurt in this, that's for sure. Yeah, Donnie lost a lot of money, he was telling me. But I've been serving this store for about 8-9 years, and I've gotten to know Donnie very well. So he's a great person. He really is. I really, really, I love him and Floria very much.
Thanks so much.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Because even wife coming last night. Even coming in the Drubak last night. That's why he, you know, emergency, he can come in working today. So, anyway, ahorita andale aquí. Necesario, mucho. Okay? You sleeping now, usted? You still sleeping?
No.
Downtown? No, andale aquí. Andale. Okay? I'm waiting for you. Okay? Okay. Yeah, andale.
Caramelo. Do you speak Spanish too?
Who?
Yo? Do you speak in Spanish?
My employee.
Do you speak a little? Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah?
Andale por favor aquí.
A good employer, huh?
Yeah,
hurry up, come to work.
I sure hope so. Yes, I can't see why I couldn't.
Bueno.
Thank you. All right, sweetheart. Okay, Mahamie, how we doing, honey?
All right. Were we
right on the money? We were.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay,
10 cents
over.
2 cents?
Ten.
10 cents? Well, bless your heart. I feel so rich. Oh, the little woman works.
The little woman has the money.
Can I interview you for this radio piece?
Go ahead.
Okay. Just.
Wonderful.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye. Do me a favor, Florian.
Okay, get out of here.
Do me a favor. Don't ever change.
Aww.
I love her.
He does. He loves you.
I love him.
Bye bye.
Bye, sweetheart.
Thank you. He's a nice guy, huh?
Hola, caramelo.
Hola, caramelo. Entonces, ¿qué le digo al Schumann?
Una caja, pero no tiene que me la venda. ¿Ah? Todo el paquete.
¿Quiere otra?
No, quería una. Quiero más.
Espérame, déjame decirle a la chuma. Ashuma, bonito. Bonito, no. He said he's over there in downtown. Ok, que lo más pronto posible venga entonces. Ok, pues. Ok, pues. Ok, bye. Vale. ¿Sos el No.
Okay, start again with your name and
I'm doing a radio piece.
Oh.
Come here very often?
Yeah. We've been coming to the, yeah. We lived in the neighborhood since I was born.